chat. Live healthy, live whole, live it in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, hello, everyone, and are you having a great morning? I certainly am, and super glad to be on Dr. Gina's radio chat with you guys right now. I'm so glad that the sun is shining. You know, I love spring. I love the spring and the heat and the sun and all of that. So I'm super excited about the weather today. We are in the 60s today here in D.C., right now, 59, we're going all the way up to 70 degrees. So it's going to be warm and sunny today here in D.C. and Detroit, you are a 46 and cloudy, and you're going to have some scattered rain around 4 p.m. You're going to be at a high of 50, which is not bad for Detroit. We got Richmond, Virginia, 73 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 78. And let's see what Jacksonville is doing. 80 degrees. I'm not surprised. Jacksonville, Florida, right now, you're 80 degrees, partly cloudy, but you are going to be sunny at around 1 o'clock, and it's going to be a high of 87 degrees for you. Super, super great weather. Los Angeles, you are 59 degrees, and you are going to be at a high of 82, and you're going to be sunny. So Atlanta, you got rain today. Rain, and scattered storms today. You're 63 right now, but you'll be up to 73 degrees today. Well, isn't that wonderful? Spring has hit. We are here right now celebrating spring and moving forward. Let's see. So we're just getting started, and things are going great. I mean, as some of you have known, I announced it last week that I was going to be going to Lake Mary, Florida, and it was very good. It was very good. It was a great trip with Charisma Media. I really had a great time. I recorded 14 shows and did an intro and outro. And so it was a lot of work, and we got it done. Shout out to Adley and the whole Steve and Dr. Steve Green and Holly and Amanda Quain and Rebecca. I want to give a shout out to all of you guys at Charisma Media. You guys rock. It was a great experience. My son had a great time. And so it really, really worked out. So, you know, I'm just really glad that everything's moving and shaking and moving along. And I know that the podcast is going to be a great inspiration to a multitude of people. They have an audience of, what is it? Two to four million listeners. So it's pretty good. We're really moving along, and things are looking good. So I'm very excited about that. It's based off the book, The Keys Against the Enemy. And, you know, that is one of the things that I wrote the book, The Keys Against the Enemy. And so we're very excited about the launching of the book and the podcast coming out at the same time. You know, so this is going to be a great experience. And I'm just glad about it. I'm really glad about it. And so I'm sure that, you know, that people are going to take grasp to it and everything. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking right now. I'm getting stuff in my ear with my mess producer, and I'm trying to navigate around that. But anyway, yeah, it was a great trip. It was nice weather. I'm very excited about everything that's happening there in Lake Mary. And then we had the boot camp in Augusta, Georgia. We had some people that showed up, and they had a great time getting that workout in. But see, the night before, there was Frankie Beverly and Maze, and I'm telling you, the whole city of Atlanta, Georgia, and surrounding areas were there. So it was a very great time. We went straight from Lake Mary to Augusta, Georgia, to prepare for the boot camp, and it was really exciting. You know, we went right there straight after the podcast, which it felt like I had preached like three services And we ended up going straight to Augusta, Georgia from there, and then right on to Frankie Beverly's show. And I'm telling you, it was a packed audience, and everybody was there. Everybody from the radio station that supports the boot camp was there. I mean, from all the heavy hitters to everybody, the local DJs and everything was there. So it was a great event. And so anyway, we were able to go there, and we hung out with Frankie Beverly and them, and it was a great, great show. And then I got right on up for the boot camp, and I'm telling you, it was something. And those that were able to come, they came, you know, from after the show. So it was a great, great situation. And so I'm glad that it happened. But listen, we're going to get ready for our show right now. We have with us Darcy. She's going to be coming and joining us on the show once a month. She's going to be talking about everything from branding, marketing, PR, business, everything. She's going to be sharing with us and giving us tips about that. Then we got my girl, Elizabeth Brooks, Fitness, 5 Minutes of Fitness. She's going to be coming in and giving us some fitness tips. And you know, my main man, comedian A-Train, is going to be joining us. So listen, before we go any further, I want to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Tune in and tell your friends.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, now joining me is Lamont George, straight out of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's the owner of a candy shop, snack shop, and he's a national promoter. How you doing, Lamont?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm glad that you can join with us. We had a bit of trouble with getting you on. Is everything okay?
yes, everything's great. Just a regular, normal work day for me, so I was trying to get freed up to make sure I can get on the air, but now I'm free to be able to talk to you.
Well, I'm really glad that you're freed up, because the listeners of over 300,000 people all over the world are listening to you right now. So,
okay, that's great.
I'm glad that you're ready. So listen, tell us about your shop. What's the name of the shop, and where is it located?
Okay, the name of my store is called Scooter Snacks and More. It's located at 1520 West Boulevard. We're in Suite F. Right here on the corner of West Boulevard and Remount. This is actually our second location. We got another location in St. Louis, but this is the one you can always find me at. Like I said, the one here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So is this like a penny candy shop, or is this like a regular, you know, like one of these fancy candy shops? What kind of candy is in there?
Well, it's probably a mixture of both. We got a lot of old school candies. We got your old school, like Mary Jane's, your squirrel nuts, your bitter honeys, but we also specialize in gummy bears. We sell gourmet gummy bears. We sell those by the pound. We got 24 different flavors. Any flavor you can think of, we have.
Wow, that's interesting. So, Lamont, what made you get into a candy shop? What was your inspiration behind that?
Well, we really wanted to take it back to back when we was a kid, when you only had a dollar and you wanted to go to the store and you wanted to be able to buy some candy. Because nowadays, with these new age confectionaries and stores, you know, a dollar don't go far. So we wanted to just take it back to when you had a dollar and you can actually go to the store and you can actually enjoy yourself and come out of there with a bag of candy. So we took it back when we was a child. And my partner didn't believe it at first. He didn't think it was money to be made in candy. And like I was trying to explain to him, hey, it's peace candy. You know, one thing about it, you give these kids something they can enjoy, you will be profitable. But one thing what we've been doing for our business is not really profit-driven. We've been blessed enough to be able to do concerts on top of that. So we did a two-in-one. We did not only a candy store, we also did our own ticketing outlet for our own shows that we promote for ourselves.
So it kind of works hand in hand. So you do the tickets like a ticket. You provide the tickets for shows, not just for your shows,
yeah,
but also for other promoters as well?
Exactly. Also, yes. And the name of that company is The Hottest Tickets in Town. So not only do we promote for our company, like I said, we promote for other people's shows also. So it's like a two-in-one.
Oh, okay. So so I guess my thing is, so you're in Charlotte and your businesses have been birthed out of Charlotte, and being a African-American male, how has that been, you know, for you? Have you had any obstacles that maybe you can tell the listeners, you know, just by being a male, being in the southern area, being a business owner, was there any challenges that you can, you know, testify up to the listeners that may want to start their own business somewhere maybe in a quieter area, maybe? Because, you know, now Charlotte is like another miniature Atlanta, so they say, and it's the mm-hmm. same with D.C. is a smaller version of New York City. You know, but
right.
Somebody might be in Greensville, they might be in Greensboro, for that matter, and they might want to start a business. What kind of advice would you give them, you know, especially being African-American?
I would tell people research what the area needs. You know, I tell anybody, it's a customer base in pretty much any product you sell. You just got to pretty much sit down and just figure out what product it is and what product is needed. I mean, you just look around your room and you look at your average item. Somebody bought that. You know, the chair you're sitting on, somebody bought that. The shirt you're wearing, somebody bought that. So you just got to really sit down and just figure out what is needed and find your market. Like I said, there's a market in pretty much every product there is. You just got to find the market. We've been blessed enough to just be able to go and sit down and figure out, you know what I'm saying, what products sell, and pretty much find out where our market is. Market could be in a different area. You know, some people get stuck on saying, okay, well, I just want to go to this area. Well, that might not be the area for that product that you want to sell, but if you go maybe a neighborhood over or go in another county, you'll be able to sell that product with no problem. So pretty much just finding the area and researching what it is that you want to do. For us, we've been blessed enough, like even when we came here, we know we do show. We originally from St. Louis, so we came to Charlotte, and we just researched what it is that the market needed. We researched the area, and then we went ahead, and from there we just started, you know what I'm saying, putting our effort into making it happen. Same way like getting into the Fillmore. We got a show this Sunday at the Fillmore. We got Marsha and Boza, Eric Benet. We've been blessed enough to get on tours, but you know that was just there. There it is again. You know, starting small. We started off doing small comedy shows. We researched the area. We seen there was a need for it. Started bringing in small shows and just let that blossom to what it is we're doing now.
So what is your main focus as far as, you know, with your business? Is it the candy shop or is it the promotion? Which one is, you know, the heavy? Which one is carrying the other? I mean, or are they both equally bringing and generating the same amount or balancing
I would
out?
Say, I would say, of course, you know, the budget for your shows is a lot higher. But, you know, both of them is doing extremely well. You know, one is not really dependent on the other. Both of them is doing extremely well. Both of them is able to take care of themselves. Very rarely that you go into a business, even when we started our candy store, when we moved here to Charlotte, that you could go into a business that the business is able to take care of itself. But that comes from we did our homework and we did our research before we opened the business. So both of them is doing extremely well. So neither one of them is really dependent on each other. Both of them, you know, both of them are actually taking care of themselves and doing extremely well. So I would say about both of them is striving on their own and doing well.
So Lamont, let me ask you this. So by you being from St. Louis, what brought you to mm-hmm. Charlotte, North Carolina from St. Louis?
We actually wanted to go into a different area that we knew was up and coming. But the show business actually brought us here. We seen it was an opportunity to be able to do shows here We've seen that really outside of Live Nation is no really big promoters here in Charlotte. It's a few of them that promote, but it's no really big name, you know, promoters out there. So we wanted to be able to have the opportunity to say, well, Cook, we can come to Charlotte and really build. You know, it's a lot of guys that do shows, but most of the guys that bring the big shows in, they're from other cities. You know, you got right. You got the brand. Sorry?
No, I said right. I was agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Right. Right. So, and that's one of the things, like I said, that brought us to Charlotte. You know, just seeing that it was an opportunity for growth here. And like I tell people, 5-10 years from now, you probably ain't going to even know the Charlotte area. So we wanted to get here and get on the wave of what was coming.
Well, that is very interesting. I've been to St. Louis a few times. I have a photographer, MacArthur. He's my photographer in St. Louis, does great work. And okay. A hairstylist and makeup artist and stuff there. So I'm visiting St. Louis. So that was just very interesting you came from that part of the country over to, you know, this part of the country. And then you're doing a candy shop. I mean, it's a bold move. It's a very bold move. It's courageous. And that's probably why it pays off. The reason why I like to have people to come on Dr. Gina's radio chat, because, you know, I'm talking about from everybody that is a business owner to someone that has an organization, a nonprofit, or whatever your passion is. If you got children that's doing something, to the local celebrity Grammy Award winners, get to come on here and talk about, you know, whatever their passions are and what their hands is into. And you find the common ground is that it always takes you to step out there on faith. You just have to go out there and really just believe in the process and believe that it can be done and nothing is impossible, and that and that's so inspiring to so many people, because people got so many different ideas, but they're afraid to step out there and be different. Everybody can't do the same thing, and that's why I'm really glad that you were able to join on with Dr. Gina's radio chat and talk about your candy shop, and also, you know, being in the ticket business. A lot of people always relate tickets to Ticketmaster and that's it, or some major company, which is not that many, I don't think, but since I've been in radio, I've been noticing and meeting several small business ticket business owners that are doing very well. And so just to hear you say that, that's really interesting. I don't think people think of stuff like that when they think about business. And I'm glad
not to cut you off, and just so you know, in reference to the ticketing, and I would tell anybody that's a promoter that's out there listening, look into a company called Ticketfly. Ticketfly is actually owned by Pandora Radio Station. They're the next biggest thing. That's who my ticketing company is through. It's through Ticketfly. They do real well. All the business has always been a bull board, but you know, it's other companies out there in size. If you're promoting the show and having to go just to your regular event brights and stuff like that, it is some good companies out there. But you know, a lot of people, like you said, and it goes back to going out there on a leap of faith and willing to try something new. That was one of the things I wanted to do when I came here. I wanted to try something new. The guy introduced me to Ticketfly, and for me, Ticketfly has been wonderful and has been a godsend for me with my shows, because if I'm not doing a show that's in a Ticketmaster venue, I'm actually promoting my own tickets and selling my own tickets on my own site.
That is quite interesting. Very, very informative. And I'm so glad. I want to, you know, go back and talk about your show that's coming up this Saturday. Is it in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Yeah, it's actually this Sunday. Sunday, April 9th.
Sunday. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sunday, yes.
Well, and, who is it again?
It's Marsha Ambrosia. It's Marsha Ambrosia and Eric Benet. It's actually the ME Tour. So it's actually a tour. We got them playing with a live band. It's going to be at the Fillmore Sunday, April the 9th.
April the 9th. Oh, I won't be able to come.
Right.
I won't be able to come.
I wish you could come down. It's going to be a real good show.
Well, listen, I wanted you to know this, and I'm saying this on air. You know, for future notice, if you ever want to advertise the show, you know, you're always welcome to come on Dr. Gina's radio chat and have your artists come on and promote the show. It'll be great for the listeners to get to know, especially in surrounding areas, those areas that you don't tap into that people are actually willing to drive, because people do like Eric Benet enough to drive from D.C. there to see Museum. So, okay, or you know, from wherever. It could be from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, we got listeners everywhere, so you never know, and you just, you know, don't want to miss the opportunity. So I welcome you to come back, because I'm really, really excited about what you are doing. And and let me ask you this, as far as expansion, where are we looking at as far as with the candy shop? I want to go back to that.
We actually are looking into doing our third location here in another area in Charlotte, and we're also looking to do like a candy truck. You know, a lot of people go around I know you see the food trucks. We're actually going to do a candy truck that's going to be at the same events where you see the food festivals and food trucks. So we're actually going to do a candy truck this coming summer also.
You are blowing my mind. I am so serious right now. You are really blowing my mind with that. That is such a great idea. That is such
right.
a great
Thank
idea.
You. Thank you.
Because first of all, I mean, that should be, I mean, because, you know, they have the dessert trucks and stuff like that, but you really don't see, like, the candy trucks. I mean, you see, like, I still see ice cream trucks and stuff like that, but you're talking about something a little more.
Candy truck. It's almost like a candy store pulling up to you on wheels.
And I didn't even know that. So Charlotte has trucks and stuff, food trucks and stuff now?
Yeah, we got food trucks. They come, they catching up.
What?
Yeah, they got food trucks.
Because I used to live in Charlotte. I moved from Charlotte like 10 years ago. And so, I didn't even know.
Trucks.
Yeah, I haven't even, I've been through Charlotte, but I haven't been in there. Like, I don't know what's going on in Charlotte right now.
Oh, well, you gotta come. We welcome you to come. You gotta come check it out. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I'm gonna come and get me a bag of candy, because I like gummy bears, and my son really likes gummy bears. I don't eat a lot of candy, but I do, you know, when I do, I like gummy bears and, you know, fish. I like those fish. Do y'all have fish?
Oh, no, we don't have like the sweetest fishes. No, we have. Like, we specialize, we kind of stick with our gummy bears. So, like I said, we got 24 different flavors. And chances are, after you come taste the gummy bears, you probably ain't going to want no Swedish fish after that anyway.
Okay, so now I get, okay, so the actual candy shop, it has a specialty that really, really sets you apart from anything else, because you have a wide variety of different flavor gourmet, like gummy bears.
We got some flavors that you're not gonna find nowhere else. Like I got a flavor called orange cream, and it's just like the creamsicle, but it's a gummy bear.
Really?
You know, it's
Well, listen, Lamont George, is there anything else? Where can the people find you, locate you? How can they find you on social media and all? I had the hardest time finding you on social media yesterday, though.
Yeah. I have other people kind of pushing and promoting it, but they can go. They can always go to our Instagram. You know what I'm saying? We got Scooter Snacks and More NC on our Instagram and our Facebook. Or they also could follow me anytime on Lamont George. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you can go to my Facebook, you can go to my Instagram. You can always see what upcoming shows we got going on. You can also go to my IG, my social media. And I'm always posting. I'm always showing what's going on. Like, we just had Anthony Hamilton. He came through our store. He didn't know we had that many gummy bears. He was just in our store last week. You go in there, you see pictures of him and other celebrities that have came through our store to see the gummy bears. So, just any of my social media, you can find them. Scooter Snacks and More or Lamont George at any of my social medias, IG or my Facebook.
All right. Well, listen, don't forget, you are always welcome here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. You, your artists, anything you want to talk about, any upcoming events or whatever, you know, the platform is available to you. And it was so good talking to you and getting to know you even further, Lamont. I look forward to running into you soon in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I will be coming in to do my taste testings of gummy bears.
Okay.
Now you got me excited.
we look forward to seeing you.
All right. Until next time. I love you. Take care, okay?
Okay, thank you, and thank y'all for having me.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, you heard it from Lamont George, straight out of Charlotte, North Carolina, doing great things. He got all kind of stuff going on. I hope it inspired you and motivated you to go ahead and get your thing going. Whatever that idea is, listen, it can be done. It doesn't have to be like something you've heard or seen or, you know, experienced. It could be something totally unique and creatively done by you. So think about that. Now, as we are transitioning, what a perfect opportunity. I want to introduce you to the new member of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat's team, Darcy. She's going to be joining us once a month, and she's on right now. She's going to be, I'm going to introduce you to her, give you an opportunity to get to know her, and she's going to be giving us 5 minutes of branding you every month, and she's going to be giving us different techniques and tips and all kind of things. Whatever God leads her to tell us and teach us, we're going to get it and absorb it, and we are ready for you, Darcy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are so welcome. Tell the listeners exact your full name so they'll know you fully.
Okay.
Introduce yourself.
It's Darcy McConnell, my middle initial E, and I am the owner of McConnell Communications based in Detroit, Michigan. And I spent about 14 years as a newspaper reporter telling people's story, and then now I'm doing it on the other side as the owner of a public relations marketing business. So that's who I am. I've always felt that that's kind of part of my persona, is to help people tell their story either through, helping people who are working on good causes or who are working on their business or running for office, take your pick.
Well, you know, you came highly recommended to my manager who had told me about you. And when I met you, I knew that you knew your business and that you were on it. And it was just, you know, just some of the things that how creative you are as far as doing the press releases and just, you know, narrowing it down to exactly the point that you are trying to make, which
yes.
was very difficult to a talker, preacher, minister, and such as myself.
Yes, we had a fun time on media prep, right?
Yeah, I really have to get some extensive training because, like a boot camp, because I can go, honey, and I start in my mind to go from this topic to something else. But Darcy, I mean, you really stayed in there with me to keep it in and keep it together. And like I said, the work that you did for us and continue to do is amazing. And that's why I couldn't wait to get you on and have, you know, this platform for you to be able to teach, you know, the listeners some things and possibly just get it even further out there where you are and how they can contact you, because, you know, just the work that you've done, I know that it was a quick work. The things when you put your hand on it, you made things happen. So I was really, really pleased with the work that you have done. So when you say about when you talk about passions and organizations and things like that, I've also noted that you have actually done some work with the Flint, Michigan water situation. Can you tell the listeners your role in that and your passion about that?
Well, my company is a subcontractor, and so I don't assume people know what that means, but that means that there's a larger firm that was pursuing a bid for work with Flint. They're an environmental engineering firm. They deal with infrastructure and, essentially like a water plant, for example. And so they were going after this contract, and they asked my company to be a subcontractor. And what was unique about that in terms of a teaching moment, one is my company is registered as a disadvantaged business enterprise, which is a DBE. And that's a designation you get from the federal government. It's designed to say that, you know, you are not making above a certain level of gross receipts, but also you are either woman-owned or person of color-owned. There's a number of different categories you can be under. So there are some projects that they ask you to have participation from a DBE or partnership with a DBE. In this case, I don't think there was a requirement, and so it said something about the company that asked me to be a part of it, that they made an effort to have that. And then additionally, they wanted to get some help doing the communication with the residents there. Obviously, when you have that level of violation of trust, you know, that there are some communication issues. So my job is really to help educate the public about what is being done in this particular project. And this project is to say, once the water leaves the plant, how can we make sure that we're doing the best possible practice or the best approach? So they're doing an analysis to say, if you in a perfect world, this is what you should do, and give that advice. And at the same time, my job is to work with the community to help keep them informed about that work that's being done.
Well, that is something. And just with that, in such a major situation like that, you also work with political politicians, those that are running for office. Tell the listeners about your role in that exactly.
Well, so usually when people hear the word campaign, they think strictly about a political campaign, but really there's they kind of parallel, meaning everything is a campaign. At public relations, just because a lot of people don't even know what that is, I looked it up on the Public Relations Society. Like, they have this kind of jargony definition, a strategic communication process that builds mutually beneficial relationships between organizations and their publics. So I was like, well, it could have probably been plainer than that. But the bottom line is that you've got to connect with people, tell them who you are, what you're doing, and you got to figure out how they like to get information in order to do that. And so with a political candidate, that typically means some part of going door-to-door to talk directly to voters. That usually means creating some kind of, you know, card, kicker card, or literature that can either be mailed or handed out. That usually means, you know, talking to people on the phone, through phone banking, and so on. So there's all these different ways that you communicate with the public about what you're trying to do. And so about 20% of our business is around political campaigns.
Wow. Well, see, this is the thing. When I looked up public relations a couple of years back, they had all of these different types of public relations. And so I'm really glad that you're on here to kind of narrow it down exactly what your role is. I want to ask you to kind of bring it to where a lot of the people, it could relate to them on a day-to-day basis.
Sure.
How could you help somebody, you know, that has an idea and they want to, you know, pursue getting the message out? How can you help those people that have maybe a smaller budget? They just want to get the message out there. What could you do to help them get started?
So there's a few things. One is people need to understand, like, so are we talking about, maybe getting some media coverage? Because that's one aspect of public relations. And if that's the case, then you need to understand what the media cares about. I call it thinking like a reporter. So if you've had a store that's been open for 2 years and there's nothing new, no new product, no new thing, they like something that has a new angle to it, so something that's timely. So maybe you're going to expand that business. So that would be something they would care about because it's happening now. If your business is in Kentucky and you're pitching the Detroit News, they don't have any reason to care about it. So obviously, you know, local or proximity matters. And then, of course, the media loves public figures. So, you know, is there some public figure that's doing something? Do you have the coach from the pro team coming to your store? And then they like something odd, something different. So is the radio station doing, how long can these people dance, you know, to win a prize?
Right. Yeah, and see, now I see that because that's exactly how it worked out with, you know, me coming to Detroit and doing the launching. It was something going on that that affected the whole community, the city. Oh, okay. So, you know, and that's interesting. You brought up some very good, interesting points. It's got to be something that's happening now, something creative, something unique. And then, of course, a name doesn't hurt either if you got somebody with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, I think that we've gotten a lot from you thus far. I know it's only a 5-minute segment, but what can you leave with the listeners before you give them your contact information? Just a smidgen of what we can expect from you.
You know, tips for biz, tips for public relations, and hopefully a better understanding how all of that works, how journalism works, how PR works, and some things that they can use immediately.
I love it. I'm super excited. I mean, if we didn't have to do the introduction right now, I promise you I was ready to take notes. I know everybody is going to be waiting for you to come on every month. She will be joining us every month in an in-between time. And in the meantime, Darcy, how can they reach you?
My office number is 313-237-0100. That's 313-237-0100, and my website is dmcconnell.com. So that's D as in dog, MCCONNELL.com. So people can check me out, you know, before they decide to pick up the phone if they're so inclined. So thanks again, Dr.
Well,
Gina. This is great.
Yeah, you are so welcome. And I can tell you, as if you've been following me on social media, then a lot of that work, most of that, she was behind the scenes doing it. Okay, from the moment the DVD hit out, the moment I released that video that we were making a DVD, she was on it from that moment on. So any of that, that's the results that you can see, and she's able to do so much more. So listen out for Darcy. She's gonna be with us. You're gonna be with us. We're gonna make a great team. We're gonna get things happening from city to city to city. She doesn't just work in Detroit. She works outside of Detroit. So listen, you can contact her, and she can do something for you too. All right, Darcy. Until next time, I love you, girl. Thank
love
you for
you
being
too.
A part
Thanks
of
a lot,
it.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Gina.
You are so welcome. All right, listeners, you've heard it from Darcy. Now we're going to transition to 5-Minute Fitness. I'm not going to hold my girl up any longer. Elizabeth Brooks, you know I'm always excited to have you on. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, girl. What you got for us today?
I did the beatdown on you guys this morning. You did really good in that class.
Thank you so much. It was a beatdown. It was a beatdown.
Listen, I wanted to talk about something that is not so much a fitness conversation. It's related to fitness, but it's also a self-confidence issue.
Okay.
And it's something that I'm seeing in women all the time. And I see this in women. And I train men too, but I don't see it with them. And that is this idea that we're, you know, that our bodies are not really lining up with what we, you know, with what we want them to look like or what they used to look like in the past. And, you know, women's bodies go through a lot more transformation than men in a lifetime. You know, from the time that we're teenagers till the time we make that transition in the 20s to when we, you know, childbearing years, perimenopause, into those menopausal times, our bodies go through hundreds of transitions. And this is something that is so different for men. They have a very stable metabolic drive, and so, which is really different for women. Our metabolism fluctuates up and down depending on age for us. And in particular, as we get older, especially as we start passing 35 and getting into 40, into 50, we do tend to put on more weight. You'll notice more weight around the midsection. Some women gain more weight in the breast and around the hips. And a lot of where you gain the weight is dependent upon genetics. So if your mom has, you know, is kind of big-chested or, you know, she has big hips, you might get those too. If your dad and you're picking up his genes has a big belly, you might be putting it on the midsection. And all of these things connect to not only higher levels of heart disease, which is why we should be more conscious of when we're putting on weight and stay on top of it. But what I want us to really acknowledge is for those sisters and brothers who are actually working on it all the time. We're in the gym, you know, you're working out 1 hour, 2 hours a day, and your body is just not going, it's just not looking the way you want it to look. And there are a couple of things that I wanted to give people caution about. You know, I'm constantly talking about fitness begins with correct thinking. You know, that everything that we do in fitness has to be connected to our thought process. There is a why behind everything that we do. And making sure that you're doing your strength training and you're doing your cardio and that your diet is on point. For most of us, as we get older, particularly women, we have to drop our total caloric intake by up to 200 calories a day. If you do that, you will notice changes in your body. And, of course, drinking alcohol really is a detriment to, you know, controlling weight. So, you know, we always want to remember that nutrition factors in deeply into the way we look. We can't just exercise, work out, and not focus on what's going in the mouth. The content of our food is really important. You know, the type of food we're eating, making sure we're eating, you know, good lean proteins is really important. Balancing those off with more fruits and vegetables and grains and kind of getting rid of some of the junk out of our diet. It's really, really important. Women, we're ultra sensitive to sugar. So it's not that you need to get rid of sugar, but you need to be sensitive. You can't just go to Starbucks and have a caramel frappuccino. I see sisters doing this all the time. I go into Starbucks, I'm getting tea, and they're shoving out the caramel macchiatos and all that, and that stuff is loaded with sugar. It's loaded with sugar. You know, upwards to 10 to 15 teaspoons of sugar per, per drink, right? So I want to give us a caution. First of all, making sure we're on point. If you're doing everything you need to be doing, if your diet is on point, if you're exercising, you're drinking plenty of water, and you're doing your cardio, and you're not getting the, you know, where you want to go, be patient with yourself. Think correctly about it. Know that you're doing the right thing to be where you want to be, even if your body doesn't look exactly the way you want it to look. And if you're falling short on any of those areas, let's tighten it up. Because it's really time for us to stop kind of killing ourselves and tighten up our diet and nutrition so that, you know, we can be productive, citizens, so that we can contribute to our families the way we need to. And you can't do that if you're overweight, if you're obese, if you're really not taking care of yourself. Our health should be number one. It should be the number one priority, not just in what we say, but in what we do, in our actions. So if I say my health is important, then I'm going to line that up with my cardio, my weight training, you know, how much water I'm drinking. I'm going to make sure I'm not eating too late, not drinking too much alcohol. You know, I'm going to be on point. And it's not that we can't just ignore our bodies, because our bodies are really a representation of what's going on the inside of us. So I wanted to, you know, really, really hone in on, you know, some of the kind of the negative comments I hear from women about our bodies. You know, we're so beautiful, but, you know, it's just a matter of taking the time that we need to take in the areas we need to take to get our bodies where they need to be. But even at that, it doesn't mean that you're going to look the way you did when you were in your 30s. If you're in your 40s and 50s and, you know, you kind of got up there, you know, maybe you put on 15 pounds over the last 15, 20 years. If you take off 10 of those pounds, that's going to still be pretty amazing. It doesn't mean you're going to look like you did, you know, when you were in your 20s. So let's just be, I just wanted to put that caution out there. Always remind us that, you know, fitness begins with correct thinking. Like, a fit body is not just what I do with my body, but it's the way that I think. And all of that bleeds into how I look to myself, to others, and, you know, and just how I'm contributing, you know, to the overall, you know, overall goals in my life. Everything should be connected.
Well, this is the thing. I really appreciated that. And A-Train, you're on too? I thought A-Train was with us now. But okay. I know a lot of women can relate to this, because when I was pregnant with Emmanuel, I had got up to like 185 pounds. And then after he was born, the weight started dropping off. And I think the transition of me being a mom and being in ministry, and then I was going to school and going for my bachelor's, then I went for my master's, went for my doctorate, and then I went to real estate school. It was a lot going on at the same time. And then I had moved from Charlotte to DC, and I really just, I felt like I had no control over anything. I felt like the only thing I can control was what I put in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? And I think that for me, psychologically, I had that control that if I didn't want to eat, I wasn't going to eat. And I just didn't eat. And I had gotten so small that I was a size zero. I showed you the picture today, and I posted it on social media early, because these are pictures that I've posted, not even noticing how small I had gotten. I didn't even realize it. I'm taking pictures thinking I'm cute, and I'm looking back at these pictures, and I'm like, my God, I look sick. I mean, I look sick. And again, the transformation of your mind, you know, your thought process. That's why I believe in wholeness, mind, body, and soul, because wherever your mind is and whatever's broken in your soul, it will manifest in your body outwardly. And so I think that's what I was revealing is whatever the pressure that I felt like I was going in, and my way of containing, you know, some kind of control where I'm satisfying something, you know what I mean, for me, you know, that was my way. And some people drink, some people have, you know, are promiscuous, you know, but I chose to not eat, and that, and this, none of it is good. But I mean, and I've even talked to you about this, that, you know, when I started, I wanted more curves, because when I was working out, I was literally not eating to the point that I was burning off everything. I wasn't gaining anything because
muscle.
I was burning my muscle at this point. I mean, it was no fat. I literally was below athletic percentage fat at that time. And I was burning off muscle. So I was like, wait a minute. And I was talking to someone and they were like, you got to eat. So that's when I started, drinking more protein and eating more meat. And I started eating. And of course, you know, the weight started coming on, but then the muscle was coming. And then now I'm getting older. And then I told you about the premenopausal and stuff. And it's just a lot going on. And psychologically, it can really mess with someone that has had this yo-yo effect of weight, because you don't want to be as big as you were. And then you don't want to be as small as you were. And then you're trying to, and then you're getting older and doggone it, you don't feel like watching every calorie you put. I mean, it's like, when
that's
do you
right.
when do you live? When did you live? I'm looking at A-Train and posting all of these seafoods with butter and everything. A-Train, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
How do you address them, Elizabeth, that may have gone through some kind of yo-yo situation such as myself?
Yeah, I think that it's really important. Even though sometimes we talk about fitness, we don't talk about health. And we want our lives and our bodies to be healthy. And so that means, you know, there is a healthy perspective on the things that we do for ourselves, you know, and you start with the most basic things. And I think, you know, when you're so busy and crazy and like your life, there's like an incredible amount of stress going on there. And stress can do two things. Stress can make you lose a lot of weight, but it can also make you gain weight. And so, I think that's where you were going through a really stressful time there. And so the weight starts going off and then you stop eating. And then all of a sudden, you know, and you didn't go this far, but, you know, all of a sudden there are women who go through the same thing and they end up with an eating disorder, you know, or they balloon up and they take on a whole lot of weight. So, you know, our minds are, we always have to constantly work on our thinking. And women have this tendency to really put ourselves down. We say a lot of derogatory stuff to us. A lot of derogatory stuff is said about us. And so we are fighting a big battle here. But I think the beginning of that battle has to start from the inside. You know, our relationship with the Lord, making sure that, you know, we're thinking correctly, spiritually, you know, and mentally in everything that we do. And then, you know, taking those basic small steps to take care of the body.
Right. And I want to tell y'all listeners, and speaking of the Lord, listen, y'all be calling them fast and stuff like that, right? Make sure your motives is right, because some of y'all be wanting to do a fast and a cleanse and to lose weight. Y'all fast if it's in the name of Jesus, because you're trying to get a closer encounter with him, or you're trying to, you know, die more of your flesh and be more like him or whatever like that. But please don't utilize fasting as a means for you to lose weight. That they should not
be together
whatsoever. They're not the same. You can just call it what it is, a diet. That's what you call it.
It's a diet. And losing weight is a part of fasting, because you're restricting. But as soon as you go back to eating regular, you're going to put that weight back on. So you need to think realistically about it. I see people fasting, but the reason it's called fasting versus dieting is because there's a spiritual element to it.
Exactly.
And there's prayer and meditation and a desire to be obedient to the Lord during that time of fasting. It is actually a sacrifice, and the sacrifice is not to us. The sacrifice is to God, so that we can hear more clearly from him. So that is definitely, I totally agree with what you just said.
Yeah, because a lot of people in the churches get caught up in it. And I mean, I'm just going to tell it like it is now. So I'm trying to help the folks to know to stay on course, because you got to be real with yourself in order, because God already knows what's going on. So you can't
That's
never
right.
fool him. So you
he
might
knows
as well
your heart.
Yourself.
He knows my heart.
A-Train, so a lot of women get caught up in what men think. What do women, what do men think? Do y'all like thick, thin? Does it matter? What's the deal?
You'll be surprised. My husband and I was just talking about this a couple of weeks ago, because being out on this social media, you know, you see women like just going like beyond, you know, above and beyond, trying to reach some type of superficial goal that I think they view as acceptable or something. And it's like when they're really missing. I mean, I'd be so glad when brains come back in, and, you know, maybe women would start. It's so sad. I just see women trying to, you know, like highlight their hips or highlight their butt or, you know, accentuate those different areas. It's like, you know, I mean, it's just really sad, you know, from one perspective. But at the same time, you know, for as men, guys, you know, you just give us a bowl of cereal and we'll be good. You know what I'm saying? Men doesn't require a lot. Women think guys require and expect a lot. I mean, you know, when you think about it, look at some of the, you know, look at some of the women who y'all, you know, view as having, you know, the tip-top shaped bodies. You know, let's say somebody in the public eye, say Amber Rose, okay? But she can't keep a man. So it's not a body that's going to keep a man. You know,
yeah.
No shots to Amber
right.
Rose.
Your commitment.
Lord God, I hope that didn't come out right, but no shots to Amber Rose.
No, but I know what you said. Before you even said that, I knew exactly what you were going to say. I was
yeah.
right there with you. I get it. And a
yeah.
lot of those women are single. I think about Nicole Richie, I think her name, not Nicole Richie, Nicole Murphy. I think about
Holly
Berry. I mean, I can
you know,
go on. But let me ask you this. You know, you guys, while we're what'd you say, A-Train?
I was saying, just to kind of, you know, really answer your question, it's really not the body that, you know,
it's
man,
not the body.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, marriages really require a lifetime commitment to an imperfect person. And no matter what body you have, your body is not perfect. It is about our heart and, you know, our commitment and dedication in a marriage
yeah.
relationship. And you can't be more committed in a marriage than you are committed to God. So our relationship
yeah.
with God has got to be the first thing, and a person should not substitute
thing.
For the things that we should be getting from our relationship with the Lord.
And
right.
see, this
and
is my thing for the whole
women.
Surgeries that I've been seeing people getting with the situating of the butt and the small waist and the turkey legs or the, not the turkey
oh
legs,
God.
But the chicken legs and the big old,
yeah.
I don't even know what's going on. I mean, that and then, you know, the breast and everything is enhanced and everything is fake. And I think for me being in fitness, and I think you can relate to this, the one thing that I really love about the fact that, you know, when you can gain weight and you can kind of get your body, the work does it, the diet does it, you can actually see your body developing by doing it the natural way and working out. And I get a joy off of watching stuff that grew on me that I used to think, dang, maybe I need a shot for that, you know. But now I can see that working out, you know, actually has helped build up those muscles, and you're healthy and you don't have to worry about stuff getting in your body or cutting into your body. What do y'all think about that?
That's true. I mean, the purpose of exercise should really exceed the kind of super, we're always so focused on what we physically look like. The Bible tells us that our bodies are dying. You know, it's like there's only so much. I mean, you want to look healthy, but, like, you know, what your butt actually looks like is based on your genes. That's actually just dictated based, you know, prior to you even getting here. So it's like, why stress about it? And anyone who is so focused on your body that they can't see your heart, then you don't probably want to be with that
person. You don't
want to
be with them anymore.
So, like, why are I think it is a level of superficialness. And, you know, we're kind of getting lost in the things of the world when, if, you know, if we really focus on, you know, growth, you know, there has to be a level of spiritual growth and maturity. And those are all things that come as you get, you know, I don't know, it's just, there's a superficialness that has to go away.
Right. And I think everybody, when you put the work in, you know, you get your abs and your legs and all that stuff. I mean, that's the anatomy. That's part of fitness. You know, not everybody's just in it for just the health wise or losing weight, people actually get, you know, they like challenging themselves. Like myself, I like to challenge myself. I push myself, and then I like to see the results. I like to see, oh my God, I didn't even know that that was there. And it, you know, you got stuff changing, and you see stuff bulking up and curving out, and some people really get it. It's like an art. People like that, you know, but then when it gets to, you know, I gotta get this, and you start, you know, taking enhancements and taking, you know, pills and getting shots and stuff like that, then it then went to a whole nother level. It's beyond something healthy. It's not healthy anymore when you start having to add stuff into it. But listen, Elizabeth, I'm so glad that you were able to join us, but we gotta get A-Train, because A-Train is just, you know, he eats out all the time, all this good food. I mean, he needs to be a blogger for these restaurants.
Oh, my God. A-Train. Oh, my God. A-Train. Well,
I mean, I'm like, geez.
What can we say? Like, if you eat out, you have no idea
crabs,
what you're taking in.
You know, oysters. He got Oyster Rockefeller. And, you know, it ain't plain stuff. It's got to be, you know,
exactly.
Like the specialty.
It's not just the oysters. It's the Rockefeller. Too. So
Rockefeller
like,
from
go
New Orleans.
I do love seafood. And I was out on the road this weekend. And we were like, as soon as we get back to Jacksonville, we have got to go get us some seafood. So, and that's what we did yesterday. Oh, my God. And you're right, Dr. Sin. I love it. I love it.
Well, listen, do you have a couple of minutes, Elizabeth? You can stay on with us, and A-Train's going to tell us what he's been up to. You got a couple of minutes, or do you have to go?
I'm actually running. I have another I have another class I have to beat up here, girl.
Okay, well, let me let you go. Please let everybody know exactly where they can reach you.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. Again, you remember, if you have a question, you can go to my website, thinkingcorrectly.com, or you can send me an email at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. All right?
All right. Well, thank you so much. This was a very good, deep conversation. Thank you so much, Elizabeth.
You guys are awesome. I love you. Take care.
All right. God bless you. Love you, too. Okay, A-Train, what's been going on with you other than doing restaurants? Tastings. You're a restaurant connoisseur. What's going on, man? What's been going on with you?
Actually, you know, we still are on this tour, this Country Wayne tour. We just hit Shreveport, Louisiana Friday night, and then Saturday we were in Monroe, Louisiana. And then Sunday I was in Dallas coming back to Jacksonville. And I got a show this weekend on the 8th. It's a fundraiser that I'm doing here in Jacksonville with this organization. I'm really excited about that. And then also, you know, the 21st of April, we'll be at the Ritz Theater.
Yes!
Bodacious. He's coming in, and we're going to hit the stage together. That's April 21st. So get them tickets, people, at the box office, at the Ritz Theater box office, or you can go to Ticketmaster.com. But call the box office at 904-807-2010 and get those tickets over the phone, because you'll dodge those service fees. So but I'm just out here grinding, Dr. Zena. You know how it is.
I know you and Tracy are really doing your thing. I'm very excited. I love to see you guys keep it moving and keep it going. And that's what it's all about. But then it's fun, because then you get to, I mean, I like traveling. I like to go. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do. I like to go. I cannot wait till something is booked. I'll be like, yes,
right.
Let's go. Because I just
trip.
The trip is so much fun that's what I enjoy most of all.
And the diversity of people, you know, like being out there in Texas, you know, seeing just the conglomerate of nationalities, my Mexican brothers, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, I just love that, you know? I love traveling and running into new people.
I do, too. So, listen, A-Train, so, you know, we talked to the fish man last week. We're going to get him back on. We're going to get him back on, because let me just tell you, he really enjoyed that interview. He really enjoyed it. He wants to come back on. He wants to, you know, answer the questions. He was really, he really liked that. You really did ask him some good questions, and he really did enjoy that. So, yeah, he wants to come back really bad. Like, he wanted to come back this week. And I was like, well, I want a plan. I want a plan where you're able to come on, you know, at least the first part, and we can really get a good conversation going and go from there. But yeah, I'm telling you, A-Train, there's so much stuff going on. I got this podcast going on with Lake Mary and Charisma Media. I definitely want to have a conversation with you the next time I'm in town so you can be on one of the podcast shows. They have a listening audience of 3 million to 4 million listeners, subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah. So I definitely want to bring you with that and, you know, of course, interview you. We're going to do like I'm going to get this microphone when I'm in Jacksonville or wherever we are, then I can actually talk to you and interview on site, and then I can send it right to the editors for them to do that for me. But it's just, it's a great opportunity of expansion along with Dr. Gina's radio chat, you know, because this is the baby. We're never going to give up on y'all. Y'all 300,000 strong and keep growing. So we love you. We love you worldwide. But it's just so many things God is doing, and it's just amazing. So again, tell everybody about this show, because this has been the talk of the town. Every time you do something at the Ritz, you all are selling out. It's always a waist trainer buster out, you know, people rolling on the floor laughing, and you know, tears and stuff like that, a joy. So tell everybody again about these tickets, because they got to go get them.
Absolutely. They got to go get them tickets. You can go to Ticketmaster.com, or you can go to the Ritz Theater box office. You go to their website, or you can give them a call over the phone at 904-807-2010. And the comedian that's coming in rocking the stage with me is comedian Bo, last name Dacious. That's his name, Bo, last name Dacious. He actually features for D.L. Hughley every weekend for like the last 3 or 4 years. If not 6 years, I believe. And so Bo, he's a real, real solid dude. We worked together on the road, doing some shows with DL. And I was like, man, I got to bring this brother to Jacksonville so that, you know, Jacksonville can experience, you know, this treat. So he's coming in on the 21st of April. And I would advise everybody to get those tickets, man. If you got some friends or family in the Jacksonville area, you know, get some tickets and sponsor it. You know, I had a show out here in Louisiana.
Yes.
That somebody from Chicago to buy tickets. They bought 2 tickets and gave them away for somebody in the Louisiana area. So just to show their support. So come and rock with us, man. It's going to be awesome.
Definitely. You want to definitely be there. And I'm going to be, I think, in Myrtle Beach around that time. But I'm not sure exactly, because I might be in Augusta. But anyway, we might journey on across there. I don't know. I'm trying to get to you at the same time when you're there.
Right.
You and Tracy, because every time I'm passing through, y'all gone somewhere else.
Yeah. And, I saw that.
We just pass by each other every time. And it seemed like the only time we connect is in Augusta. Don't it seem like, or Columbia, it seems like we're always somewhere else when we connect. But anyway, you know, I miss you guys so much, but I'm so glad that we get to chit-chat every Wednesday right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And anything that you need to know about A-Train, because he's always got something going on. I wanted to ask you real quick, A-Train, is anybody invited to this? Can anybody come to the thing that you're doing this weekend, the fundraiser?
I believe
Is it invitation
so.
Only?
The information is on my social media. So if they just go there, and it should read about the details about who can attend. Yeah, and how.
Okay.
So if you go to any of my social media on Twitter, A-Train Live, or you can do Facebook, A-Train Live, The Experience. That's my Facebook page. Or you can hit me up on Instagram at Do It Again and see what happens. That information is on there.
Well, listen, you always hear him live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, but if you have not seen a comedian, celebrity comedian, A-Train, live, you have got to go check him out. He is so funny. He's getting standing ovations. He's getting write-ups. People are, you know, writing their testimonials about how much he made them laugh. You can see all of that on his social media. The proof is in the pudding. He is hilarious, and it's definitely a show that you don't want to miss. He's got a great back in his wife. life, Tracy. Henderson is amazing, supporting him and pushing it and everything. Their team is on point. So whatever you get is going to be full of substance and full of labor. I'm telling you, it's not a wasted trip. You got to go check him out. And always look on the rosters for the Ritz, because you never know when he's going to be there, when he's going to be on a television interview. He's everywhere. Celebrity comedian A-Train. That's my brother. Go check him out. All right, listen. We love you here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I hope you were inspired. I hope you got everything. We went a little overtime today. Thank you, Doug. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are awesome. You rock. And there's nothing too hard. You can do all things through Christ. I'm telling you. It started out with an idea or a dream. He put it there. Just go out on faith. Look at A-Train. Look at Lamont. He's doing his thing. Look at Elizabeth. Look at Darcy. Look at me. God did all of this, you guys. Yes.
Yep.
The Candy Man. Did you hear of the interview? Did you get to hear the interview, A-Train?
I caught the last little piece of it.
Yeah, he own a candy shop, and he do promotions, and he do the tickets, too. He doing it all. Listen, straight out of St. Louis, came to Charlotte, North Carolina, started with a dream and an idea. Listen, you can do it, too. I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. It's all about wholeness and pursuit. Go for it. You can do it. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Gina.